Welcome to Brian's Poetry Oasis, an invitation to kick off your proverbial shoes, sit back, close your eyes, and take a moment just for you. In past Oasis episodes, I've given a nod to poet John Keats, literary authors Oscar Wilde and Ernest Hemingway. Today's will point to the writer and poet W.S. Merwin, whom upon his death, NPR's host Terry Gross rebroadcast an interview she had had with him. In this interview, he actually talked about death, not his own, but of his parents, and what the experience was like when he had to go back to the home he grew up in to clear out all of the belongings. And here's the poem that he masterfully crafted, framed within the conversation with a friend.
Yesterday, my friend says, I was not a good son, you understand. I say, yes, I understand. He says, I did not go to see my parents very often, you know. And I say, yes, I know. Even when I was living in the same city, he says, maybe I would go there once a month or maybe even less. I say, oh, yes. He says, the last time I went to see my father, I say, the last time I saw my father. He says, the last time I saw my father, he was asking me about my life, how I was making out, and he went into the next room to get something to give me. Oh, I say, feeling again the cold of my father's hand the last time. He says, and my father turned in the doorway and saw me look at my wristwatch, and he said, you know, I would like you to stay and talk with me. Oh, yes, I say. But if you are busy, he said, I don't want you to feel that you have to just because I'm here. I say nothing. He says, my father said, maybe you have important work you are doing, or maybe you should be seeing somebody. I don't want to keep you. I look out the window. My friend is older than I am. He says, and I told my father it was so. And I got up and left him then, you know. Though there was nowhere I had to go, and nothing I had to do.
My love for my parents is deep and unconditional. But as with Merwin, it's also complicated. And as my imagination began to ponder what it will be like when it's time for me to perform that duty upon the death of my mother or my father, I had a memory that I could reach back to. And here's the poem that I wrote. It's called, What Will I Keep? My parents are both still alive, yet this will not always be the case. There'll come a day when funeral arrangements will be set to rummage through what's left behind, to sell, to give away, to keep. Though I'm the eldest of them all, I've not seen the final papers. Do they lack the wherewithal Are mom and dad just being careless? Is there someone else they've chosen to attend to their post-mortem wants and wishes? Or are they choosing rather to deny the fact that someday we all die? When grandma passed and we had settled her affairs, several keepsakes were left over for all of us to share. And though other family members walked away with items of a much higher cost, it was the orange, black striped Tony Tiger bowl and matching spoon I valued most. Just as with her, my parents' children and grandchildren will do the same one day. Claim sentimental broken toys, the rocking chair, a photo of them in an antique frame. But how about for me, who deals and tries to heal a childhood, though long ago, at times still leaves me feeling lost, abandoned, all alone? Of all the sad memories, souvenirs engraved with, why weren't you there? The loss and grief they'll leave behind when they are gone. What will I keep? Until next time, peace.